Hello and welcome to the Weekend Preview Podcast for the weekend of April 27. I'm Joel Marshall. Joining me to take a look at this weekend's action is my Winning Post colleague Daniel Nuttall. And Daniel, we've got a big Vobis day at Caulfield. Always a highlight of, sort of end of autumn. We had some lead-up races for this meeting and always get a couple of very classy runners that are quite often short in the market, thrown in at the weights, under the weight scales of several of these races. So a good card at Caulfield, and we've also got stakes racing Hawkesbury, Eagle Farm, and at Morfettville. It's, decent day, no Group 1 action. Of course, we've got the Group 1 at Morfettville next week. Not sure, I've lost track of what it's called these days. It used to be the Sankster.
Schweppes.
I think it might be the Tab Classic. Hope I got the sponsors right, but something like that anyway. This week, plenty of black type racing around the state. We'll start with Caulfield though, which is, as I said, Vobis Day. It's always a big day for the owners. Vobis Gold, plenty of money, including a $1 million race this year, the Ladbrokes Showdown for the 2-year-olds. And, well, we've got a couple of very highly fancied runners here. Prince of Sussex, Sartorial Splendor. We'll have a look at this race before we get into Best of Value. Daniel, what were your thoughts on this race? As I said, a couple of horses that are high up in betting that got plenty of wraps on them.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, for $1 million, obviously the good horse flesh is going to be attracted to this sort of race. Look, Sartorial Splendor, we heard big raps from John Sadler during the week saying it's possibly, ability-wise, the best horse he's trained. We got Sissar, the full sister to Sunlight, who was much better at Adelaide last start. Standard Attention, who was good behind Super Seth, who runs a little bit later today at Flemington. Prince of Sussex, who was a massive winner at Bendigo last start. I thought Prince of Sussex would be hard to beat here based on the last start win. It was very dominant, really. Dominator, the second horse of the race, came out and has run okay since. I thought one at odds was a horse called Geraldine's Jewel, who won on debut at big odds. And was massive last start in that Super Seth race I mentioned wide and sort of kept coming late. It might want further in time, but I think at 91 to 1 it went up. I think with a small trainer and little known jockey, that probably might be half the reason it's gone up a big price. But yeah, I think Prince of Sussex will be hard to beat here, Joel, in the first running of the Vobis Showdown.
All right, well, I went 11 Flow Star and made her my value for the day. Daughter of Zeus Star from a decent family. I thought the debut was good. Winkers on, and they usually just improve so much second start to first start. So I'll put her on top of 2 Prince of Sussex, 8 Sartorial Splendor, and 5 Groot. As mentioned, Flow Star is my value. Tricky day to find a best. I made it Iconoclasm in the last, just going with the class. He's going to get back. He's going to find 1,200 a bit short, but he'll be launching at them late. I think if he gets the brakes and they go hard enough, which I think they will, he'll get over the top of them. So that's race 9, number 3, is my best. What were your best and value, Daniel?
Yeah, the best comes up in the race before, race 5. Look, loyal listeners of the podcast, would know I've quite a bit of a rap on Columbus Circle from the Nick Ryan Yardy. Duly saluted for us at pretty big odds last start at Caulfield. Look, I think he's a horse with plenty of talent, will win good races in time. And this is his grand final today. So he's been aimed for this race, and barrier eight, probably not ideal. But look, the win I thought was very good last time he fought. And not a whole lot tougher. So I think Columbus Circle here on the home track will be hard to beat. 480, I think, is the right price. Happy to take that. In terms of value, we won't have to wait too long. Joel comes up in the first. You look at her form, Miss Street. She's won 4 of her past 4. All on the speed, all running away from them. 5 wins from 12 starts. She's only missed 1 placing from those 12 starts. Look, this is her toughest contest to date, no doubt. But she gets a good jock on board, and Stephanie Thornton, and drawn ideal here. So I think at the $9 she's currently at, that's a terrific price for a mare in form. So yeah, happy to go with race 1, number 8, Miss Street, as my value at Caulfield.
All right, so moving on to the action at Hawkesbury. Always good to get to Hawkesbury after the Randwick and Rose Hill carnivals. Of course, we've got a big 2-day carnival of Scone coming up as well, which is always a highlight. A few stakes races here. We won't take you through all of them. We'll just sort of pick apart what our best are. Look, I've made my best in one of the black type races, race 4. The Hawkesbury Crown, Ira Thea. I reckon she's come back in super order. Loved her first up run. I reckon she'll be hard to beat here. I reckon she's come up really well this prep. I think, she could get to a race like the Tats Tiara. Did you like anything in that race, the Hawkesbury Crown?
Look,
not a bad race. Got Manicure and Multaja, obviously. They got Olfin Perry and be high up in markets.
No, the Hawkesbury Crown, not really, is that the... No, I'm looking at the wrong race here.
Race four, sorry.
Yeah, look, two class fillies from the Godolphin Yard, sorry, two class girls, rather, in Manicure and Maltasia. I'm a big fan of both. I think Manicure's a little... probably goes a little under the radar in terms of her status in that stable. So many good horses from the Godolphin Yard. But Maltasia, her last two wins were dominant. And look, I'm playing around them too for sure. I think the one you mentioned, Arthur's a chance, and I think Pekins would be one to round out my top four, maybe play a box trifecta with those four. But yeah, 6 and 2, I think, will be the main play in those races, Manicure and Maltasia.
Now, well, race 7 is the Hawkesbury Guineas. Always a nice race. I'm keen on Military Zone here, number 2. Just thought he set up nicely for this. I thought his first up run at Gosford against the older horses was pretty good. A race they didn't go overly hard in. He set a bit of a task, but he hit the line well. He won the Gosford Guineas last prep. I think now that he's settling well in his races, 1400 will just suit him down to the ground. So I thought he'd be pretty hard to beat in the Hawkesbury Guineas. In terms of the Hawkesbury Cup, I thought it was a bit of a raffle, really. I ended up going for 3 Aloysia. But so many of these resuming Chris Waller horses, which one's going to be up and going? Very tough. I thought Kaonic could improve on better ground, and he's got the fitness edge, James McDonald. So probably Aloysia Kaonic were the two I was looking at there. But as I mentioned, my best bet was Irathea. Early in the day, my value was race 2, number 6, Gargoyne. Not suited last start, 5 weeks between runs, back to 1,200. That was against him. That was in the Military Zone race 2. Back up to 1,500 from a good draw. I think he's an improver at odds. Did you like anything in the other features, Daniel?
I did. My best comes up in the last of the benchmark 78, Signor Fox, and I know you're...
Yeah, I'm quite, with him on Saturday. Yeah,
which makes me a little more keener. Look, I thought his run in a much better race, a listed race in one of the championship days, was quite good. Finished 9th of 11, but look, it was a blanket go. It was only a length and a half off the winner, and probably 250 out. You might have been sort of lining up here on him. He looked to be coming with a... Looked to have plenty more to give, charging down the outside. Just sort of peaked on his run late. He's a very, very good horse. I know the stable think the same way. And I think back, well back in grade, look, just repeats that run, he should be winning Signor Fox. I made the value, the one you sort of touched on in the cup, Joel, which was Kaonic, back on dry ground, is the key for him. Hasn't been too bad, really, this preparation. Was well back in the Doncaster Prelude last start. But the two starts prior, ran well in a Group 2 Ajax 150 Stars, who then started... favourite in a Doncaster. So look, I think, yeah, you're right, with so many Waller runners, it's hard to see which horse will be up and which horse isn't, but I think Kaonic, you know, at a decent each way price, he can deliver this weekend for sure.
All right, Morfordville, as mentioned, they've got the big Group 1 day next weekend, but some black type racing through the quaddy legs there on Saturday. I haven't had much of a look, haven't done the form there, but you have, Daniel. What do you reckon the listeners should be focusing on there at Morfordville? Obviously, the Nitschke Stakes, always a nice race for the 3-year-olds. And you've got the Chairman's, the final event for the horses getting ready for the Derby.
Yeah, look, there's a couple I was keen on in Adelaide this weekend, Joel. I really like Memphis Rock in the first, though. That's a small but select field there. There's a few of them you can make a pretty good case for. But Memphis Rock, it was a bit of a black book run, that first up run at Caulfield. He sort of sat wide and back and... you know, he presented really well despite it wasn't a torrid run or anything, but it was he probably had to do it harder than the forces finished first and second, which was Flowstar, one you like in that showdown, and Muse, which is an unbeaten winner for the Inform Friedman Yard. It's only within a length of those. Memphis Rock contested some good stakes races in his debut campaign. I think back here, I think it is a slightly easier race to what he saw there first up at Caulfield, and with an easier run with an Inform Hoop on board and John McNeil, I think Memphis Rock will be hard to beat. In terms of a value, well, look, it's $6.50, I think, in that Nitschke, as you mentioned, but East India Man was a horse I like. It's probably worth noting, Baren Voister has had the pick of about 3 or 4 horses in this race for Tony McAvoy, and he's picked Aristocratic Miss, one of the other ones, but I thought East India Man has done nothing wrong this preparation. Couldn't get past the winner last, that was a little frustrating for those on the $2 favourite, but the start prior to Outrageous, it was good and wide. I think should have won that with even luck as well. Drawn wide here, but Raquel Clark's riding in super form at the minute, and yeah, look, I think East India Man at the price that it represents currently, at $7.650 around that sort of mark, I think definitely worth having an each way play.
All right, and the carnival starting to heat up in Brisbane, Eagle Farm on Saturday, and we see the return of Redzel, the gun sprinter, trying to Well, trying to bounce back into form after a couple of unplaced runs. Do you think he can in the Victory Stakes, race 9 on the card, Group 2 race?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? He's seen some support as well. I think 175 or 180 into $1.60 now. Look, there's some nice types here, some up-and-comers, I guess, if you will. But really, Redzel, Peter Snowden spoke during the week. I think we're ready to see the real Redzel stand up now, and he's a sort of trainer. He doesn't mince words. So I think I'm happy to take his word on it. And from Barrier 3, Kerry McAvoy up for the ride. I won't be diving into the shorts, but he might be playing some odds. I think Redzel will be very, very tough to beat. And hopefully, for his sake, have a very fruitful Brisbane Carnival. 6 Winter Bride in next, as well as 7 Jonko ran well behind Classic Legend, and 5 I'm Excited. But Redzel will be hard to beat in the feature at Eagle Farm this weekend, Joel.
And a couple of nice support races too. We better get your best in value for the meeting. The Gunsin Classic, a couple of Sydney horses here, Gem Song, Napoleon Solo, both through the South Pacific. Well, Gem Song on his rating, I mean, he's just thrown in at the set weights, but Napoleon Solo, plenty of upside about him. I'll mention horse if you want to go wide in your multiples, number 10 Frudinx. I'd spotted this horse at the trials. He went nicely, and it was a really good win on debut, only a maiden. He was down to run at the Gold Coast last week that got washed out, so they've had to throw him into the deep end. I think he's handy. Don't know if he can beat these. Probably can't, but he might be on track towards a derby, so maybe include him in your first fours. Oh, I thought Gem Song would just take a stack of beating here. Trusty Lad's the other one to watch for the derby, but what were your thoughts on in the Gunsin, and what was your best in value?
Yeah, look, I thought they were the clear two. I've made my best come up in this race, and it wasn't Gem Song, it was Napoleon Solo. Look, Gemson clear second pick, but they both come out of the same race last start, the South Pacific listed race around. All Napoleon Solo run was every bit as good as Gemson's, really. Look, does have a weight advantage, Gemson, to Napoleon Solo, but I think second up, they're much fitter now. It'll take great improvement from that, from this colt, from an Uncle Mo coach trained by the Snowdens. And yeah, I think Napoleon Solo will take a power beating. He's my best bet. Gem Song clear second pick, maybe play Quinella there. In terms of a value, just the race prior, race 7. Look, not much value. I thought it'd go up a little bit bigger, but New Horizons about the $5 mark for the Chris Maher stable. Terrific form in Victoria. Well, coming to Brisbane, he hasn't put a foot wrong in Brisbane, really. Son of Frankel, famously. And it was quite good chasing home Spin last start. I think Spin's a horse with quite a bit of upside. So New Horizons in what is a pretty big field there, 5-1. Look, happy to make it one of the better bets of the day at Eagle Farm, along with Napoleon Solo at race 8.
Excellent. All right. Well, very quick look at the weekend's action. Hopefully, we found you plenty of winners. Don't forget to get out, pick up your winning post. We've got all the action covered. All your racing action as usual, Friday through to Sunday, and some fields for Monday. Plenty of good reading. Before we go, better get a $20 bet. Daniel, I'm going to go Ira Thier. I think she's come up really well. I think she can hold off the Blue Army in the Mares race there at Hawkesbury, race 4, number 3. Ira Thier, best of the day for me. What about you, Daniel?
Look, I don't want to change a winning formula. I had 20 on Columbus Circle last start. Got up at a relatively decent price.
Listeners would have stepped into that, so surely they can afford to butter up again.
No, exactly right. That's my line of thought. I'm going to add Redzel in at $1.60. I cannot see it getting on. There's some good horses in that field, Winner Bride and the like, but let's have 20 on a multi, Columbus Circle, about $4.80 into Redzel at $1.60. I'm not a human calculator, so I don't know the exact price there. Might be around, I don't know, 8-ish or 7.80 or something like that, but 20 onto that, I think it can return you a pretty good dividend, Joel.
Yeah, I like the sound of that, Daniel. Always good to... Just add that extra odds on favourite in.
Can be greedy, and it has been unstuck in the past.
Can certainly bring you unstuck. I think more so when you're trying to go from, say, a 4-leg to a 5-leg, it brings you unstuck. I think the doubles, I think you're usually pretty well right. But hopefully we found plenty of winners for your listeners. All enjoy the weekend, and we will be back next week with the preview podcast.